Howdy, howdy.
Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Thank you, and welcome to all of you who are joining us on either Blog Talk Radio or on Facebook Live, which is where we are streaming on the Psychic Love Doctor Show page. So feel free to join us there if you want to see us in action. And we're going to get jumped right in here because we're already building a phone list. And
yep. They're all listening, so they know that we're live now. Like, we can see you in the queue. But anyway, go ahead. Get your introduction to the cards down quickly.
So I like to make the distinction right at the top. For anybody that might be tuning in for, say, the first time, we are using ordinary playing cards, bicycles cards. That's all. No tarot. No, what's the other one? No tarot.
Angel.
No oracles. And they're all wonderful systems. But I happen to have focused all of my, 3 decades now, I have focused on using this particular method with ordinary playing cards. That, as you heard in the intro, I learned from my grandmother prior to her death. And that was, I believe she left us in 1983. So I just want to remind everybody that futures will fluctuate. What is perceived in your card this evening or this afternoon, depending on where you are, might even be a morning. Just remember, we are taking a look at the potentiality of what can actually occur and likely will occur in your life. These cards are based on a tremendous amount of emotion. And there have actually been times I have witnessed divine intervention over the years in the way of miracles. I mean, I take no credit for that, that I was simply the messenger. So just bear in mind that you will be using the dynamic tools of choice and change. As we look at your future, if you like what you see, then you can choose that and your path will follow. If you look at it and you're like, I'd like to really kind of change that, then we can do that by using choice and change. It's through your own decision making, but bear in mind also that everybody else around you, even people you don't know, their choices are impacting your life too. So what is meant to be will be, and usually that will remain in the cards. We have some callers.
First of all, we got things to go over. If you're an international person, let us know. And Teresa, I say that because Terry Sue's here from the UK.
Yeah, hi, Terry Sue.
Also, I'll just throw the disclaimer out. She already explained, so we'll do that in reverse order, which is cool. Shows for entertainment informational purposes only, for all the reasons she just said about the future. Also, it's a call-in show. Well, there's a couple ways. One of the primary ways to call in on the regular old phone, 515-602-9676. When you call in, you hear a couple automated messages telling you're on hold, and you'll hear the show, you're on hold, you're cool, we see you, we're going to get to you. All right? I'm even making a list.
If you get dropped, call
back. If you
get
dropped, you call back. Sometimes it could be a point-and-click error on my part. Sometimes it could be, you know, cell phones, they just drop shit, you know. It's just what they do.
They drop stuff.
Well, I think they actually drop shit. I believe so. We're no FCC here, binding us down. You can also Skype in on that number. We get those folks. They're usually domestic, but you can do it internationally, and it would be a lot cheaper than calling us on a cell phone. But that is your choice. The other way that you can call us, and that's going to be preferable to the international folks, is using Facebook Messenger. And, you know, all of our – and we get them. We use a thing called a portal.
And it stays turned toward us.
You can use your phone. You can use a tablet. You could use a notebook. You could use a desktop. I mean, you could be at NASA using one of their freaking computers. I don't know. But we use a thing called the portal. It's just totally designed mainly for that. It has against other apps too, but that's the thing. But the thing about the messenger, folks, is you can't just, we don't have a hold system, so you can't do like the regular phone callers, call in early and get in line. There is no line. And you can only messenger us when we ask. Otherwise, we got to hang up on you. You're not getting punished. You can call us back when we ask, but you just can't call us. No messenger until we ask. Watch your background noises. Speakerphone, bad, bad, bad. I mean, there's laws and stuff. If you're in a car, you got to do what you got to do. But if it's not working out for us, we're going to have to can disconnect you. So please be wary of your background noises. Sit down, relax if you can. Don't multitask and run around the kitchen and the house. It gets really weird on our end. And I think it is time to rock and roll. Let me go look and see. Ah, yes.
Excuse me.
Okay. Our very first caller is area code 651 from the land of 10,000 Lakes, Minnesota.
Welcome to the show. Please.
It's me again.
Yes.
Christiana.
Well, hello, Christiana. How are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing rather well. We went and took our afternoon siesta.
Oh.
Yeah, so we're all ready to go for Saturday night. So tell us, what brings you to the show?
Yeah, I'm calling because I was wondering if I would be getting into the high-rise apartments in Minneapolis, like if they would accept me. I'm getting on a waiting list for the housing.
Okay. I'm laying out the cards for you now. I saw. excuse me, I'm suffering seasonal allergies.
Okay, so her question was, is she going to get into a high-rise, some high-rise apartment complex she
in
wants?
In Minneapolis.
Right? Have you applied?
Said she did.
Oh, okay, so you actually did. Did they say they have openings, or are you waiting to hear that? I mean,
well, I'm going to hand in my paperwork on, like, this coming week.
Yeah, they charge fees for that now, don't they? Like some stupid fees.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
For those of you who are joining us for the first time, I'm using a 24-card layout, not merely randomly selecting a few cards. I prefer to work with the layout, which is what I do when I would meet with you, say, in a private one-on-one session. And we would lay the cards down repeatedly. For this first, for the show, I prefer to use a first layout. Oh, my good gracious.
Look at the show.
Welcome to
here.
Saturday night, everybody.
Hey, there's a lot of callers, but we're going to get to you all.
Yes, so don't run off.
You're good. You can hear the show. Just pretend you're here with us. Sitting,
we're going to have to start saying it's Saturday Night Live.
Yeah.
Yes, we've got well, Christiana, I'm glad you called.
So everybody,
in.
We can't really have multiple question readings.
You know, you have a really good chance of getting in there. You do. So get those papers in. Are they still building it, or is it if I think
Yeah, and I was concerned about my credit and other stuff. So
sure, and you know what's crazy? Just a little aside here, when you go to apply for a job because you need to pay your bills, they look at your credit report, and a lot of times you don't get hired because your credit score isn't good enough.
A lot of jobs, it depends on the jobs. If you're handling large volumes of money, if they think that you might be a risk to pocket some, you know, that's their logic.
Well, I think if you are, working at Walmart or somewhere like that, I think they should, you're right, just give them the job. I think you're going to do great, and I'm seeing wonderful things in your cards concerning moving more into the profession of your art. Okay? I've seen a little bit of it on Facebook. You have talent, and I'm going to tell you something that really struck me. As I was looking at it, at your latest creations, it struck me, you can do great healing with your art, through art, teaching others, having classes. You watch and see. It's going to come together for you. But I do see you becoming a healer. And you already have some skills. I know that. But I think art is going to be a big one for you. Okay? So I thought I would share that with you. Yes, I think you've got an excellent chance of getting in there.
Great.
Yep. So very happy you called. We love to hear from you.
Yeah, keep calling. We got to move on to our next callers.
We do. We've got quite a list. So
okay,
have a great
weekend.
Yep, don't be
and
a stranger.
Happy Mother's Day to you and your mother. Okay.
To you too.
All right, honey. Thank you.
Goodbye. A little AOL.
Yeah.
Okie dokie pokey, let's get to it. I'll rattle that number off again real quick. That number is, I hate myself, there we go, 515-602-9676. That's the number to call in. Got plenty of callers. Let me see who's next on my list. Oh, this is right up to the north here. Area code 703, we're very familiar with that up in the northern Virginia, D.C. area. Like, I should probably turn their microphone on.
Yeah, that'd be good idea.
That'd be great. Hang on a second. Now you're live. 703, you are live.
Hi, welcome to the show. What's your first name?
Hi, it's Andrea, and I am from Virginia.
Well, good to meet you. You sound like a newcomer to the show.
Probably.
Okay.
Well, probably is good.
All right.
Yeah.
Mondays and Fridays, we have Veronica with us, who does angel card and other readings with me. She would be singing you a board, I guess we'll call it, a board, and it's pretty funny. And so next time when you call, if she happens to be here, we'll have her do that for you. It's
awesome.
Symbolic of joining the Psychic Love Doctor family. So tell us, what brings you to the show this evening?
Well, I had an incident at work. I had to go home. I got COVID, so I had to go home and quarantine. And a coworker called me at home, who was a friend. We were friends first, coworker second. Called me at home and basically yelled and screamed at me. And I called my boss, and my boss said, "You know what you do is unacceptable. Do you think she'll get fired, or do you think she'll keep her job?"
Now that seems really strange. She called to yell at you. Was it work related or
yes,
something?
Like it was, yes, because she blames me for giving her COVID, or she has to go get a negative COVID test before she can come back to work. And then she asked me when I was tested positive. I said last night. She said, "I don't believe you." So I hung up on her and called my boss, and he was pissed.
Ah, interesting.
All right, and he should be pissed because
you
don't get like a special email that says, "Guess what? You may not be feeling too sick yet, but you've got COVID."
Well, if you're homesick, nobody from your workplace should be calling you except your boss and your boss only. None of your coworkers.
HR.
Somebody with authority, not some cool person.
Yes, exactly. I think she told she can call me because we were friends, but she disrespected and harassed me.
Well, you know what? A lot of us have had experiences that have altered things within families, between coworkers, everything has changed. And she and I have both had COVID, and we really didn't have bad cases of it.
I've had colds that were worse.
I don't either. I feel like I thought it was allergies for like a week, but it turns out this is what it is.
Look at that.
Yeah. I mean,
we're not Kreskin where we know, "Oh my goodness, I'm perceiving that I have COVID."
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Paranoia can destroy it.
So I do think that was out of line for her. Have you heard anything more?
No, that's why she's here.
No, I won't know till he's gonna have a conversation with his boss, so maybe with something on Monday, but I have to quarantine. Well, I can't go back to work till Wednesday, which is fine. But I honestly hope she loses her job.
Well, I wish I could tell
you. I don't want to see her every day at work.
I'm feeling they're going to reprimand her, but not necessarily toss her out. That's right now. Because they've probably, here's what I'm getting, that their conversation is going to be, "Well, we should really beef up that policy anyway."
Sometimes you got to watch out. Yeah, a lot of times they fear being sued. So a lot of times they'll say, "All right, this is going to go in a file." And then at a certain point, they can't sue them over one thing. They say, "Well, you got all this other stuff too." So that's why we fired you.
Yeah.
Well, she's a temp. She's a temp. She's not even an employee. So they can get rid of her no problem. She's just a temp.
Well, they absolutely could. They would not even get sued.
Well, I think the real spank spanking for her is losing your friendship rather than losing
her
job.
I've already blocked her. She's done.
Yeah. Well, that's what I mean.
And now I have to see her every day at work. That's the problem.
Yeah, there's that fire is the problem. Doesn't mean you have to be nice. You can just be cordial.
Right.
You can always walk by her and whisper. Don't worry, I don't say hello to assholes either.
Well, I wouldn't start anything. I'd be cordial and professional and pretend that's like a stranger I've never saw before. You don't give her any fuel.
Well, true. She'll run and cry.
Don't give her ammunition.
But it is funny, isn't it?
You can say that all you want. Or find a really nice way to say it. Oh, that's okay. I didn't feel like calling you.
So that's what I think. But she's not going to be very accepting of being called on the carpet. So I think she may become an upstart in this business, and she'll write her own resignation out the door, you know, as moving by creating more trouble. She is troublesome. Mm. This girl likes to stir the pot. I see that. So you.
This is the second time I've caught her stirring the pot.
Well, that's bad. This sounds like not a very reliable friend or even, one with integrity. So
yeah,
she's they'll keep her on, but I think that she's really going to be on like a probation. So I hope that helps, and I hope
I hope you
come back again.
Yeah,
you know what? You should have grabbed those credit cards. They're right over there. All right. Well, thank you. Don't be a stranger.
Thank you.
And let
I won't.
This works out for you. Okay?
Yeah, I'll let you know what happens.
All right,
thank you.
Care. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye.
All righty then. I'm adding down here. I'd make a little list down here. Don't mind me. We're going to go to our next caller very shortly here because I do some stuff.
It kind of looks like Saturday night is the shiznet.
It is the shizzle. The skizzle. Okie dokie. Let me see. Here's my next. There he is. Which one is it from 423 Tennessee, the Volunteer State? You are the next caller and are live.
Welcome to the
show.
It's Damien. Hey,
Damien.
You never know. It's 50-50 on that.
How are you doing?
Well, I'm doing pretty good. I did a little experimentation with the DoorDash schedule, and it worked out pretty well because I was curious to see what would it be like to just work breakfast and lunch as compared to lunch and dinner, and seemed to have gotten a little bit more than what I usually would have, so it worked out.
I would think that more people like in the business place would be ordering in lunch and, you know, not wanting to, like a working lunch.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, average person gets 30 minutes. That's not enough time to do much of anything, so a lot of DoorDashing.
But it seems to be a good lucrative way to make some money. Are you doing well with it?
Well, we're still making ends meet. But the reason why I was calling for a reading this evening is, you know, is the financial situation for me and my wife going to be improving anytime soon? If so, what will be the reason that will bring about the improvement?
Okay. There's a lot of people out there that their ears just pricked up right now
because
they're in the same boat.
And, you know, times go, you know, as we're all humans, if we're not 16 years old, you know that everybody goes through up and downs and the economy does up and downs. And
yeah.
It just sucks. And it hurts everybody, you know, some more than others, obviously. Us working grunts feel it more than the rich people. Rich people are like, oh, my goodness, I might have to sell off my third summer home, you know. But
yeah.
Yeah.
Well, let me see now. I'm laying out your cards. We should have something up here for you.
Yeah.
Okay.
What do you got there? The only thing that kind of sucks, but it depends on is how bad was the timing of the gas going up astronomically for people in the delivery business. You know, if you got an economical car, it doesn't hurt as bad, but not everybody does.
That's a good question. Are you finding that gas is
that
like chewing up your profits?
Well, it's not only that. I mean, we both have pretty good fuel economical cars. It's just the buying power of the dollar is just, it's going down. Like if it was about this time last year, what we were making, you know, we were able to pay off all the bills and still put money back in savings. Now It's just everything's going to bills. Hardly anything's going into savings. And we're even having to dip into savings just to make ends meet. That's how much the buying power of the dollar has gone down, just even
right.
in one year alone.
Yeah, the price, the inflation is blowing up.
And in the grocery store.
Well, that's one place. Yeah,
I
everywhere.
Feel like saying, are these people high, you know, for the prices they're putting on produce, but what can they do?
Yeah, utilities are jacking up too.
Yeah.
Yep.
So I have a question for you. Do you have an actual chosen profession that you're not working in right now?
No, I'm just door dashing.
So you're an entrepreneur of your
right.
Of yourself. I feel that this could sustain you really well. Too bad you don't live, what your town size, city. It's not a huge metropolis, right? So
right.
It probably limits you to a certain extent. But I think you can sustain yourselves quite nicely for a while. And I've noticed I go once a year, like to help. I have a son that's trying to get out of the car business, and he's looking for a better job. So I go on those job websites a lot of times, and I'm snooping around for him. And I've noticed there's one called JobRapido.com. They have jobs on there where they say we'll train starting $22 an hour. And that one was in the hospitality business of,
he was making reservations and stuff at home, right?
Yeah.
Filling reservation calls and other stuff, yeah.
So I think in one respect, the inflation is kind of boomeranging in a way toward people making more money. You know, when you look at a McDonald's sign and it says starting $12 an hour. When I was on minimum wage, it was $1.68 an hour.
Given signing bonuses and stuff.
Yeah. So, yes, I think you'll sustain yourselves for quite a while. I'm seeing a male friend that is going to tell you about a job opening, and this is really going to be a great boon for you because I think you could fit right in there. I'm not really quite sure what the line of work is, but I could see you definitely becoming involved with a work-at-home job.
Okay. I can think of two possible friends as to who it could be. Could either be my longtime friend Nicholas, who I have not spoken with in quite a few years, or it could be another one of my friends from back when I still lived in Virginia and worked in Walmart, and he went to school to be in, like, media and tech, and he moved down to Florida for a little bit, and we just haven't been in contact. So I wonder if it could be either one of those two.
Well, you definitely have one here, and I'm picking up that this is somebody that did you have a bit of a falling out, or did they lose track of you? It's like there was a setback between the two of you, and he has felt just terrible about it. I feel the two of you are going to reconnect. And he's got a really good line on a job for you. So door dashing is cool. You know, it's helping you guys get the bills paid.
Yeah, and he's, you know, sometimes, like he said, he's trying to find the right,
yeah,
the really sweet spots to work. You want,
yeah,
to you want to maximize the money you make for the time you're putting in. That's the goal in life.
It is.
Yeah.
And there are so many I think there's a lot of opportunities right now for national, like remote work from home, which is actually up the alley of my son, who doesn't want to be out there peddling new cars and used cars, but he wants to get into customer service on the level of management.
Yeah, that's the problem.
Yeah.
He wants to jump in where...
ZipRecruiter is another really good one that I've had, you know, taken a personal look at. So I think if you keep yourself open to opportunity, you're going to attract something that might be interest you more than, you know, delivering food.
Yeah.
Not that there's anything wrong with
no,
that.
Oh, no. I mean, if everything's clicking just right, money can be made very rapidly. Yep, absolutely. Money's the name of the game.
All right.
You know.
All right, well, I'll be on the lookout for it. I know probably of two, maybe three possibilities where it would come from, but I know definitely two for sure.
Yeah, well, there you go.
Yeah, great.
And if you find some upward mobility, attached to that kind of job. That could be great. You know, you're not a like a 16, 18 year old kid. So you have maturity and stability, all those things that you could move up a ladder pretty quickly.
You take what you get, and it might just be temporary. Really look for another job. You know, we do that all the time. But if you land that one, that at least gives you opportunity to move up. That could might be something worth exploring.
Like one of our other, my other sons, he actually went through college, and this wasn't too terribly long ago. Excuse me. And he was hired by Alpine Access. They've changed their name. I don't know what the new name is, but he was literally answering the phone in his undershorts from home. It was, and he was answering the phone for Microsoft Xbox.
Well, if you're doing any kind of
$19 an hour with full benefits, and that was like 8 years ago.
Yeah, if you're doing any kind of phone thing at home, you could be wearing a clown suit. Nobody's going to
know. Yeah, they're not going to know, but it worked out great for him. You know, and so maybe try a little creative thinking in that respect. So,
All right,
hon. We will.
All righty. Well, be on the lookout for it.
Yeah, awesome. Thank
Glad you.
Glad
you called in.
Yeah, and we will talk again about your other issue
another time.
Just to let you know, she's found some potential lawyer she's talking to already. So fingers crossed, she'll be finding it soon.
Well, good. Yes. Yeah, so soon you should maybe call back with at least that kind of news of hammering one down.
Absolutely. And please give your lovely wife a happy Mother's Day message.
I think we might be doing
that.
She
might be calling in here in a little bit.
I see the exact same area code on hold.
Well, there you go. Thank you so much. You watch. You're going to land in a really good spot. Okay?
All right. We'll talk again.
Looking forward to it.
All
right. Take care. All right. Bye-bye.
I'm loving this. I think Saturday's going to be killer for us.
Yeah, that could be the ticket if we got to narrow it down.
Yeah, see, also a method to our madness has been doing a show every single night to find out where our audience really is. Now, we're on newsforthesoul.com on Mondays, and it's a killer spot for us. We have nothing but calls. And we feel terrible when we have to, you know, we can't go over the time. And we feel terrible when we've had to turn people away. So you might consider these as having been overflow shows.
Yeah, basically. And it's kind of funny because she's a 24/7 big wig on that Blog Talk operation. She's always featured on their front page.
Yes, she is.
So sometimes, not like us, when we say we get a lot of calls, that's nothing compared to the calls. Sometimes she gets so many calls, it kind of blows up their system.
And please check out all the different, oh my God, the woman has so much offerings there that are from basically soup to nuts as far as metaphysics, healing, you know, you name it. Some are pretty big names.
I hope she's still here. I want to give an international shout out to Lady R from South Africa.
Lady R, welcome, and it's late for you.
Or early, kind of. Well, you're right, it's 6 hours,
like
right?
In the middle of the night.
6 hours, yeah.
Yeah.
In the middle of the night. All right. And Anne Ruiz is wishing.
I see her too.
Is having dinner with her family, wishing you a happy Mother's Day.
Oh, same to you, my dear.
Hopefully she's still here. That was a while ago. Yeah. You're knee deep in a reading, so what can I do?
Yeah.
Okie dokie, we are hitting the Humpsville here, so I'm going to also go to our disclaimer that this show is for entertainment and informational purposes only. We hope everybody enjoys themselves. And I will give that number out for those that don't have it in front of them, 515-602-9676. That's the call-in number. Oh, and when we ask, for those that can't call in, you can messenger Deborah Lee on Facebook, but only when we ask because we can't.
Yeah, and you have to be a friend.
You got to be a friend already, and we can't automatically put you on hold, so you can't messenger us.
And the reason we have that disclaimer, well, it keeps the internet gods happy, but also we don't want people dashing out and making radical changes based on what was in their reading. There's many fluctuations attached to the future. We basically nail them down with these readings. But we always have to be open to the possibility the path will shift a little bit, right or left.
The world is dynamic and
fluid. And please forgive me. Gosh, there is something here in this studio that's causing us to hack our brains out. There's something dead up in there.
No, I don't think so.
All right, well, bring it on, baby.
I shall do so. What did I just say? I just made a new language. I shall do so. I don't know if it was Klingon or whatever the hell I just spoke. Okie dokie. Let's go to our very next caller holding patiently. It's 610 in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. 610, you are live.
Hi, hello. Welcome to the show. And who are we speaking to?
Shayna.
Shayna. Hi, have we talked before?
I'm not sure.
Yeah, I'm not either. If Veronica was here, that girl can nail down anybody that's called.
How did you find our show?
Yeah.
How did you find our show? Was it through Blog Talk?
Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, there you go. Thank you.
Well, we're glad to have you with us.
Very good. Very glad.
So tell us, what is your situation that you'd like some insight on?
Yeah, I wanted to know what's going to happen in the relationship with this guy.
Okay.
Okay, all right.
Now, this is great.
Yep.
This is great. These cards love matters of the heart.
Now, is this somebody that you are just getting into a relationship with, thinking about it, or into it to a certain degree?
I'm actually married to him.
That would be a relationship, then.
No, and that's really good to get some insight. Like, what's going on?
Yeah, I guess sometimes you can kind of not, you can be unsure after, depending on the amount of time, you know.
We've been through a lot, and, you know, I mean, I was kind of changed, but, you know, he's all that I know. So we've been, you know, been through a lot over the years, and I don't know, is he going to be the final guy for me, or am I going to...
I don't know.
Is he going to be like the final guy for me, or am I going to meet someone else?
The thing to remember is that life is an immense sea of opportunity, and we can take a look and see, but remember, you are always the master in a sense of your own destiny. I can tell you he's the final guy. But a week from now, you could think, I'm trying to think who it could be. That would be, I don't know who a popular actor or singer is right now. But imagine you got a phone call and he was to say, hey there, you know, I think we can make some beautiful music together. And then you might, you know what I'm saying, right?
Yeah.
So you have to keep choosing for it. One thing I want to know is, do you have any issues? I mean, do you trust him? Is he good to you?
There are some trust issues there. We kind of like distant off after, like, we kind of like distant from each other after a few years, and it's been a while now, and it's like, you know, I don't know what's going to happen. I'm not looking for like another guy right now.
No.
And, you know, it's like he's all I know, you know, and As far as relationships.
Do you have
since high school.
Do you have children together?
Mm-hmm. We have three.
Three kids.
Holy guacamole. I don't know what it is now. They used to be kind of like the average family back in the day. I don't know what that average family
was. It was 2.5.
Yeah. It was like 2 point some kids like back in the 80s. I don't know who the hell knows what it is now.
Well... I've got actually five biological sons, and some of those years I spent as a single mother, and I'll tell you, as much as we absolutely adore our children, sometimes they can be a real pain in the neck where a relationship or marriage is concerned. Do you both allow yourself enough mommy and daddy time?
Mm-hmm. No, because he kind of like, you know, he kind of like did me wrong, like, you know, with dating someone else and stuff. And like he went all of his life and it was like he still, like, we still stayed involved. And it was like he just did what he wanted to do. And like, I don't know, like, it's like difficult to explain. It's difficult to explain. It's like, you know, we're still sexually active every now and again. And I'm not, I don't have no other sexual partners. Like, I didn't step out. And I'm like, we're getting older now. And I'm
Yes, you are. As a marriage gets longevity and it matures, and especially in cards, that when I do these readings, I see that people have to keep working at it. A lot of times men get a little lazy, Jim. You know, put some earmuffs.
Yeah, only men are failures. Women are never failures.
But
in marriage.
A woman has called us, so I want to do it from her perspective.
Okay, whatever.
They think, well, I got her now, and, you know, got her to save this house. She's got some appliances. I don't know. And then they start to just not put in the same effort that they used to. You have to keep that excitement level going. You have to bring in some new tricks. You know what I mean? Keep the passion and the love alive. Really important. And I'd say the biggest key is communication. You know, the more that you guys can see, what I see here for you, this could very, very likely be your final guy. One thing I really like here is the two of you are facing forward, which means you're both looking into the future. And I feel there's a really good connection here. There's a lot of, you've been through a lot of years together. So what I think you have to do, you need a project in the future. Some of the people that call in say, well, our project is we want to build a house in 5 years, you know, so that you don't become stagnant, you know, where it's just ho-hum, day-to-day routine. Well, it's hard, but it's worth it.
But there is always going to be some level of routine. I don't care what kind of fantasy island you think you just freaking landed on when you got married. There is going to be a level of routine. You just don't want it to be 100%.
Right.
Because there has to be a level
of routine. Does he still love me? Is the love still there?
I feel the love is still there. It's just different. It changes.
Mm-hmm.
Talk to people that have spent, 30, 40 years together. It's way different from when they first got together. You know what I mean? And children are challenging. They bring chaos. They bring stress. Make sure you get enough time to be able to do something for just yourselves without kids involved. That helps to keep it alive. Basically, I feel like the two of you can choose. Keep this as your soulmate, you know, love of a lifetime. Or as time passes and the kids grow up, you will drift. And that's when that empty nest syndrome kicks in and people look at each other and they're like, I don't know why we're still here together. You know, but I feel you've got a lot of potential between the two of you. And the one thing that he should think about, if he ever is complacent towards you, you've got a lot of men around you who admire the heck out of you and would steal you if they could. They'd scoop you right up in a heartbeat. So, you'd never be alone. And I think sometimes that's important for us to know that, oh boy, I don't want to be alone. Well, you'll never be. So I hope that you will call us again and we can keep pressure on your relationship and see the more readings you get, the more clarity there is, because I will have a spiritual connection to you.
Pretty good first reading, though.
Yes, I think it's excellent.
I mean, a lot of first readings, it's fog everywhere. The question's foggy. But that was actually a pretty good.
I didn't get that
good
at all.
First reading, though. She asked a very, very precise question. And you gave good facts.
Very good. Please have a happy Mother's Day. Make everybody wait on you. Make them all give you presents. Be the queen tomorrow. Okay, take care, honey. Good to hear from you. Okay, bye-bye. That was a good one. I like that.
It was. I mean, that was a very, very good first-time reading.
Oh, I thought so, too. A lot of that is her own openness.
Yeah.
You know.
And she was, we don't know if she's listened a lot before or not. Maybe some people that listen a lot will get a flavor for it. You can tell when somebody walks in cold, they're just like, just tell me something.
Yeah.
They don't know. They don't have a flavor.
Miss Terry Sue is on the phone.
Take it, and I'll talk to the callers that are on hold, we're going to get to you. I promise. I see you. We got a lot of show left. So
can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear
okay.
you.
Okay. So you want her to hold?
No. Oh, I was talking to the callers.
Oh, okay. Hi, honey. It. You're looking great. Wow.
I don't know. I haven't even washed my hair.
Well, you know, that has been a style in the past. I didn't really get it, but some people really enjoyed that. You look great. You look great. And it's late for you. So tell me what you'd like to know.
I think obviously this
I'm sorry, you're cutting out. Go ahead.
To look forward to.
Oh.
This might be an incident where she should have audioed in.
Think? But that's so nice with seeing her.
I don't know. It's weird because the video's fine, but the audio's choppy.
You want something to look forward to.
You want to see if there's something to look forward to in the cards.
For the coming summer, or what is your time
coming
frame?
Soon?
Coming soon.
Soon. Okay, good. And you just say in general, you don't have a certain category of...
And I've read for her so much.
To. I know.
That
but
I'm very
curious.
Familiar.
I know. I'm just curious if right now she's focused on something in one area. But I think she just, right now, she just needs damn something good to come along. I know the feeling. We all know the feeling.
How's
We've all been there.
How's COVID doing over there?
Excuse me.
It's not too bad at the moment.
Well, the media is so filled with drama and, you know, suspense. And they're like, oh, the UK
That's how they get people to click the news story. Click the story by making it sound like Armageddon every time. And that's how they make money on clicks, on hits. They have to get hits to make money on those websites.
Yes. And I've got a bit of a proposition for you later that I will send you. All right. We won't take airtime.
Yeah, we're kind of getting close, but we will get our two. Right now we have two. If we get another one, we'll take them too.
Would this be something for you and the husband to share? Okay.
Yeah.
Now, you are in a place, I'm perceiving, where there's like a little bit of a depressing atmosphere around you. And a lot of times that can come from excessive weight loss. And now you're starting to feel and turn, it's like you're turning into a new person. You're dropping a ton of weight. And the thing is, there's also a like a mentality attached to weight. That it's like it's been an insulation, you know, like an overcoat. And now you're emerging as this really like different person, wearing pretty clothes, able to care about her appearance more. And with that, it's like, it's almost like the letdown after a wedding. When you get married, oh my God, everything's so joyful and wonderful. And then it's like 3 days later, you're like, is that all there is?
No, they need a big celebration event. You know, there is the.
So you should create something to look forward to for yourself. I mean, there's going to be a lot of opportunity coming for you. Stick to what you're doing. I think you're doing fabulous there. And some of my clients have said, that are working on such things, they've said adding a YouTube channel really helps. Have you done that?
No, I haven't.
Okay. Might be something to look into. I don't know about the fees. When I was looking into it, say, some years ago, it was free. So maybe it's
Who knows
I'm not
anymore.
Sure.
Nobody knows.
No. And I feel... You're developing relationships with people that are friends in a way. Your group that meets, from that is going to come really good income. They're going to tell their friends and their friends, and pretty soon you're going to be the popular word on the street. So I do think you and the husband should come up with the hubster.
It's all right. That's not a bad thing. It's okay. The wife, the husband, that's common.
Is he going to be traveling for some medical procedures? Is there something coming up that you have to go somewhere?
Sorry.
Yes, I think so. I can't remember off the top of my head. But...
It's right here. I believe that will materialize. And, is it going to bring good results? really good results. So, I don't know. As far as giving her something to look forward to.
I mean, big picture, did you see?
Well, success is big here.
But you just can't nail a time frame down at this point?
Well, July is looking really good in your cards.
That's pretty soon, though.
It is. I mean, but she wanted to know for the summer.
Yeah, it is summer, too. Middle of summer there, July,
and,
smack middle.
And you know what? Try to keep yourself connected with positive people. You've got some, call them Debbie Downers around you. You know, try not to let them zap too much of your good energy. They mean well, but some of them, they aren't working on a solution for their problems. They just seem to want to sit and complain. You know what I mean?
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
So all in all, your cards are looking good. And I think that the upcoming operation or procedure they're going to do is going to be great for your husband. His whole mindset's going to change. And he worries that you might get too beautiful and the whole world is going to chase you.
Yo.
Men everywhere are going to be after Terry Sue, according to her husband.
They'll be flying in from other continents. Aliens will be landing. Holy goat. Yep. That's right. Stand by for the invasion.
You know what? It might not hurt for him to feel a little bit like that. You know? Just to keep him on his toes.
On his toes. To treat you like a special person. Sometimes we forget as spouses.
Well, honey, it looks good. Call us in again and get some sleep. I hope it's going better for you.
Yeah, you're a little wee bit late.
Yeah, I'm going special.
That would be good.
Well, sweet dreams. And what do they say? Sleep tight and don't let the bed bugs bite.
Let's get rid of that phrase.
I know, it's horrible.
Because now if you ever see a bed bug, you're so screwed in your house.
All right. Love you, honey.
Bye.
Take care.
All right. Until
Bye-bye.
We meet again.
Yes. She has such a beautiful story.
All right. We're going to... We have a couple callers. If another one comes on, we'll deal with it. We have the power to bump minutes in, so nobody is getting screwed out of it.
No, so just hang in there.
Nobody. All right, so let's rock and roll to our very next caller. I have to wait till it tells me the microphone's on. 845, that is our next caller. Looks like it's in the southeast corner of New York, right? 845?
Yes, I'm calling. And what is your first name?
I'm from New York. My name is Maria.
Maria,
how
are you?
Very good. How are you?
We're doing great.
Very good.
One is, because you see we are going to travel soon overseas, isn't it?
Oh, do you want to go?
Coming up.
To see family? Are you thinking of...
Yes, I want to go in Italy with my daughter.
All right.
So you want to see if it's on the horizon, in your future, right?
About August, something like that.
August.
Okay. Has there been talk between you and your family?
Her daughter,
this?
I think she said.
Me and my daughter are going to go.
You and your daughter are going to go travel?
To go there, yeah.
Yeah, and have you talked with your family and kind of narrowed down
the
time frame? Okay, good.
Yeah.
All right.
Are they in Spain?
No, Spain.
Oh, where are they?
That's Sicily, province of Palermo.
Jim's been there.
I haven't been to Palermo. I've been to Italy, a few places in Italy, yeah. But, yeah, not that specific place. Okay, that's pretty historical, too. That's cool.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, very much, yeah. I've been to Rome and Naples, a couple places, but I have not been there.
Yes, Maria, you are definitely going with your daughter. Is your daughter single?
Yes, I'm going to find a boyfriend over there.
She's going to find a boyfriend over there.
She
needs to be reminded. Have a nice time. Enjoy his attention. And don't think too serious about it.
Well, that's two different continents. Like, that's a problem.
Yeah, and some of those men can be playboys. You know,
we can every place on earth, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Every time you never know. Never know. We are paisan over there. I come from there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, they know. Yeah, she knows.
All right, yes,
about
know.
Them. She is. Yeah,
I know the Polonoran. No, it's a serious. I come from there.
I think she's going to have a wonderful time,
so, but,
and so are you.
So you actually see it happening in
August. Oh, yes,
August.
Right there.
So that's what
yes.
your real question was. Mm-hmm. Does it look like it's going down? So it looks like it's going down in August.
Yes, it does. And
yes.
it would.
You see, I got it. You see me, I got it. Money coming in there.
Yes, some, you have some a settlement money. That's coming to you.
Yeah, right.
And I think you could have that by the time of your trip. All right,
yeah.
And let's hope for that. Let's put that out there.
Yes, then
for God to
help.
Well, Maria, yeah, we have too many people waiting, so I'm going to have to keep this
okay,
short.
Thank you.
But
I love
to hear from you.
I really appreciate talking to you guys. God bless you.
And
God
Maria,
bless.
Happy Mother's Day to you for tomorrow.
Thank you, you too. Thank you very much.
All
God
right.
bless.
Thank you.
Okay.
Same to you. Same to you. Thank you for calling.
Bye-bye.
You too. Bye.
So sweet.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
100%. And it was kind of funny. I don't know if it was, I think it might have been Terry or somebody else. Like, to them, it was, you know how we're weird. Sometimes it's Mother Days on different days. I'm like, God, it's so weird you guys have Mother Days on a different day. She, like, you thought it was international for our day. She thought it was international
for
the
their
UK
day.
So even though we have this internet and all this stuff bringing us together, we still have a little misconceptions.
I know.
But they're harmless. They're harmless. It's
I cool. thought we were the only ones with the Mother's
I
Day.
I did, too. I didn't know everybody invented that crap either. Yeah,
and boy, am I going to be a queen tomorrow. Oh, yeah. Foot massages and presents. And you can feed me. You all can feed me.
Like grapes?
Grapes.
Well,
yep.
You like jalapenos and pepperoncinis, not
oh,
grapes.
I do.
Yeah, you, like
yeah, you know that.
Yeah, yeah. All right. Let's go to our next caller, who I think we know intimately, but not intimately. That sounds pretty weird. Really, really well. And that shall be back to the volunteer state of Tennessee, area code 423.
Welcome to the show, Tennessee. And you are?
It's Luna.
Well,
Luna.
Of course
was,
it is.
She was in Facebook very early.
Oh. Hello there,
she's
Luna.
Been, she's been holding for a long time.
So,
hey, it's worth the wait.
Oh, honey, thank you. Makes me feel good.
How
we
are you guys?
We didn't do much today. It just was a day to go out and kind of feed our faces and go home.
We didn't do what we should have
yeah.
done, but,
yeah.
you know, life goes on. There's another day.
It just was a gloomy, kind of yucky day.
To us.
But this is great. Saturday night is going to rock.
Yeah, it
no
seems like
on.
Both of them have been pretty big.
Yeah.
That's to be the new extra day.
Yes. So, Luna,
yeah,
how
it's gloomy
you?
Here, too, because we had some bad storms here yesterday. And, you know, even up in my husband's old hometown, they had significant damage from a really bad storm. Like, roofs were ripped off houses and everything.
There was some bad stuff that went through. We just caught, like, such a fringe of boom, boom, that was it. But
well, we're so
other,
lucky.
Other places of Virginia, not
yeah.
near here, had some tornado stuff.
They did. And D.C. has had a lot of flooding that I read about.
Yeah, we're
morning.
In a spot on the Chesapeake Bay that we seem to be well protected. I mean, this usually all the bad
yeah,
crap.
Knock on wood.
Typically. I mean, there's,
yeah.
you know, we've been hammered by hurricanes, but typically we're, like, really lucky. All right, let's rock.
Okay, Miss Luna, what
Luna,
you have for me?
Luna, center stage, what's your question?
Just cast the net out there, see if anybody on the other side and it has any messages for me, like from Amber or my father-in-law or my great-grandmother or my granny. See if anybody has any message for me.
The loved ones who have passed in the spirit world, messages, okay. That's cool. We haven't had one yet tonight. You know, we've had a pretty good variety of readings.
Oh, yeah.
We have. They've been pretty good. I like them. I like,
yeah.
she loves, we all love variety.
Yeah.
There's been times, and we'll do what we got to do, but it's been times where every single reading has been about some kind of love interest.
Well, I love those, too.
You do, but I'm a guy, and I'm like, come on, how about a job?
Because you just want to know if the Vikings are going to win.
Or how about, like, somebody's a jerkwad at work or something, you know, maybe a little spice, but, you know, it's, you know, I'm a guy.
Well, you
yeah.
know how we often say that if I see something else that is notable in a reading, I will
always
tell you.
Always, 100%. And that goes for everybody listening.
Yeah.
You can ask a question, but if she sees something that has nothing to do with your question and you need to know about it, you're going to know about it.
I don't see that you are going to stay with door dashing until you retire. I really think you're going to find yourself a great new job.
I think she knew that.
It's coming real soon.
Yeah.
I was being facetious, really.
Oh, I got you.
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't know that. I thought you were something like, oh, my God, really?
And you know what's funny? Your husband is coming through. Not funny. It's not funny. It's interesting. Yeah. And he's under Sure to Come True. And that man is going to really start making some good money in a new job.
Hey, you know.
Definitely.
I mean, a lot of jobs, 90% of them, when you're moving up in the world, they're temporary. They're stepping stones.
The person who is, well, the spirit person who is coming forward in your reading tonight is actually your father-in-law. All right? He wants you to know that he has hooked up. Well, not hooked up. That's a bad term. He has, okay.
I'm doing so.
He is, he has connected.
Right, that's a
with
better
a passed away very close relative. On
cool.
his side of the family.
That's nice.
Mm-hmm.
Probably a lot of that happened.
I think so.
Oh, my God.
Spiritually, they are really having, a wonderful time.
And it's things we can't comprehend, so we just do our best to try to put it into words, you know?
And he's saying something here about you having another baby.
Have a mom.
If they even know these things. But there is here, he's like, he's saying something like, still feeling like a grandpa in spirit, and he wants another one. So, you know, did this man have a sense of humor in his earthly, you know, life? Because he seems to have one now.
Yeah, he did, from what I've been told, yeah, he did.
Yeah, and a lot of times they were different back in the day.
Yeah.
You know, like, I don't know, have you ever had a great-grandparent? A lot of people never have great-grandparents.
Oh, yeah, I had a great-grandma.
Yeah, and a lot of times
she was
when you're real little,
yeah.
you don't get their humor.
No, and she was very stern most of the time.
Sure, but sometimes they have a little bit of humor, but if you're like 4 or 5 years old, 6, you don't get shit.
No,
but somebody
you don't.
Has to tell you about it later. Yeah.
Well, everything you think of is so literal when you're little.
Oh, you're little. You're just learning the damn language and looking for how to give me candy
yeah.
and money, you know.
Looks good, honey, for you. And I think your financial picture is really going to improve in the very near future.
Yeah, I mean, and they're working really hard. And you're doing the right thing.
Some people
will fold like lawn chairs and just like stop paying bills and plan on running out and moving into some dump and...
Yeah.
You know, go collect. You're doing the right thing. Work, 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 work. I mean, we got a guy that's been doing work around here.
Oh, yes. Seems to be of another culture.
No, he actually talked
this
perfect
one?
English. This
okay.
one. I was the other guy that got maybe deported.
But he could have milked us for way more off the lawn.
He underbid yard work and stuff. I'm getting a knee replacement on Tuesday, so 90%. I could have done some of it, but it's like, why bother? I'll let this guy do it for now in the next 6 weeks. And he's like, boom, give me cash. And he has a job.
Very eager to do
but
whatever.
The big picture is, people that are motivated like that, I respect that don't mind working 2-3 jobs or whatever because they want to be somewhere down the road.
Is Luna still with us?
Yeah.
Are you with us, Luna?
Yes,
yeah, I'm still here.
I'm curious. What would be a job that you would not do no matter what?
Fast food.
Really?
Just from past experiences, I can't do fast food.
Well, she's done it before, so she's done. I got it.
For me, it would be shoveling poop out at the zoo.
Well, I think she was being more realistic, like your typical normal job. I mean, I could say I don't know, some jobs that are really out there, like being a tester for drugs or something like that. I don't want to do that, you know.
You should be a male stripper.
Or like stuff like that. I, you know. That's what I'm saying. I think she's talking like your typical normal jobs. It's like,
I couldn't do it either, the fast food job. I would be a screaming meme.
No, I could only do it back in the day when I was a teenager. I could roll with it then.
If I had to choose between fast food and retail, I would go retail just because I can't deal with fast food.
Well, retail can be a lot of fun. You meet so many characters.
And retail typically isn't so high, oh my God, paced all of a sudden. Oh my God, everybody's here. You got to ramp it up, you know. Retail's pretty consistent, but it is what it is.
Right. So also, Luna, I want you to have a very nice Mother's Day tomorrow.
I will, and you too.
Yes, absolutely. We will be queens tomorrow. All right.
I hope.
We love it. Take care, honey.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
And thank you
for holding us. Bye-bye.
She held forever.
Oh, isn't that sweet? Yes, we appreciate that. All right.
And I want to put a little announcement out there. I kind of learned a little bit something about the system. A lot of people want to stay on the phones.
Hmm.
I don't disconnect anybody anymore. They can hang up on their own. That's fine. But some people want to stay on.
To listen.
Yeah.
Oh.
But I had a problem. I was like, I can distinguish between the ones that are listening and waiting, but now I can.
Oh,
but,
you know.
Yeah. That's the only time they show that now is when they've already talked to us.
What does the hand mean? The raised hand.
Well, that's the whole.
Okay.
We'll use that ever on this.
What are we doing? Are we ending?
We're gonna wrap. We're gonna give the Facebook Live folks. We got a couple here that are asking if they could type their question in.
Okay.
Now. The phone lines are open. We're gonna give all three lines communication, and then we're gonna wait a couple minutes. If nobody bites, we're gonna end it because we extended already. Excuse me. It's not even highly carbonated. It's ridiculous. All right, 515-602-9676. That's the number. Right now, we're wide open, so you can also messenger if you're friends of Deborah Lee, Facebook Messenger Deborah Lee. And if you can't do either and you're sitting there in Facebook Live and you got a keyboard, type your question now. We'll wait a couple minutes, and we'll talk.
I'm not sure I would be one to call. I would probably type in a question.
If you're a first-time person...
Yeah.
I would be a chicken shit type if I could. Because you kind of, and especially if you've never done this with any other type of reading stuff, you'd be like, I don't know if I'm going to get beaten up and slaughtered on the phone. And I don't, you know, if you just don't know typing, that's why we know there's a lot of people that we see watching without letting us know they're here. And that's cool. Because they're probably like, I don't know if I should say anything. I don't know what to say. And that's a normal human thing. You know, so.
No attackers tonight?
No.
Scams?
None. And I noticed typically the other days it was always first one-third of the show. I'd say the first 20 minutes. Remember like last year or so? It was like the entire freaking show.
It was terrible.
And I think we put it down enough. And between us and other people doing it, Facebook probably got wise to, you know, they are Gestapo. So they probably Gestapo them, you know. Put them in a stall lock somewhere. Nikki. Do you know Nikki?
Nikki, yes, I do.
Hey, Nikki.
Are you, Nikki?
We will right now, if you want to call us at, where's my freaking numbers? 515-602-9676. You can call us. If you would like to messenger Deborah Lee, if you're friends with her, do it now or type your question in now. We can make you the last person to get a reading.
I think we will do
that.
We
shall do so if you desire that. We shall wait for her response. She wants to do a phone. All right, let me...
All right, I'm all yours.
I'm going to paste that number in there in case you couldn't hear it. There it is. I will watch the blog talk for your phone.
That's it, 916.
Oh, that is it.
Uh-huh, here we go.
You know who that is?
Yes, I do.
You know where she is?
Oh, yes, she's in California. But they're in Cali.
Oh, look at me. I would know that if I could actually learn how to type on a keyboard instead of... pretend I have, like, gorilla thumbs. All right. Make it happen. We're going to make her our last.
Hello.
Hey, California, 916, Nikki.
Hey, Deborah. How are you?
Well, doing better all the time. Yep, doing better.
It is Saturday night.
How about you?
Well, you know, my life is wonderful, and it's going great.
Are you curious?
You're not
or
being
are you being
are you?
Sarcastic? Oh.
A little bit of both.
Okay, well, that sounds very normal then. That sounds normal. You're a normal person.
Okay. What would you like us to do your reading on tonight or today?
I would like to just maybe just overall between
all
the
right.
two. You know what I'm talking about, Deborah?
Your situations? Yes, I know them.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Yes. I have your situations in the vault. So I know what we're okay. All right, so Jim is going to talk with you while I lay out your cards.
Okay, I was doing some stuff. I did miss the last, like, 30 seconds. Was anything significant brought out question-wise? Did you ask for anything in particular that I missed?
Who?
You.
Just now?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, okay.
She says, you know my life.
Okay.
She said, you know the two situations.
Oh, this is code. So I'm sitting here basically talking to my shoe because I know nothing about any situation. I don't have NTK.
What is that?
Need to know.
Oh, right.
In the security world, you have to have two things. You have to have the proper clearance, and you still need the NTK. Need to know. Just because you have this clearance doesn't mean you need to know it.
That's right.
And I don't have the NTK. So.
No, and it's girl code anyway. So.
It is girl code. It would probably make me power vomit straight up in the air anyway. So, you know.
You are funny, very funny. Oh, boy. I don't know that I would want to be in your situation at all because you have two situations just staring you right in the face. I think the one, let's code this a little bit.
Oh, God, double code. My brain is going to explode.
The one who is in on extended vacation. All right. There's an essence here of wanting to be a better man to you, to treat you better, to apologize.
Why is it an essence?
Well, it's characterized here.
I thought you meant like it's not real strong in his will.
No, I think it's pretty strong.
Okay, my bad.
But he tends to change a little bit as the wind blows.
Oh, yes. He's got that.
But now I perceive the other one who is elsewhere. That is the one that has always loved you and always will. And I think that there will always be a connection. And I think I felt very early on when you started calling me for readings, I think I said that I saw you and he would be together one day. And I stand by that.
Yeah,
I do.
Okay, I'm gonna be messaging you. So whenever you have free time, I need a direct.
Okay.
Message.
All right. Well, honey, we'll work on that. Okay.
Yes, ma'am. Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Oh, happy Mother's Day to you.
Yes, happy Mother's Day to you. Are you doing anything tomorrow?
I am going to be spoiled rotten, I hope. I'm planning on it.
Nice.
And there's all men around me, sons and, you know, and Jimbo Baggins here.
I think
it'll probably happen. Do you have anything planned?
I have work tomorrow, but my daughter, we went to sushi today and she bought me a Swarovski necklace.
So, nice.
It's actually almost better if you do something on a Saturday or a Monday.
Yeah, true.
To avoid all the reservation bullcrap.
Yeah,
but even if you didn't, it's almost better to pick your perfect place on a Saturday
because
everybody's booking Sundays.
Oh, tomorrow's
well
going to be a nightmare.
The real nice places, they're done. You can't get in them.
Yeah. Well, take care, Nikki, and I will be in touch when you are in touch, okay?
Okay.
Right. Take care. Love you a lot.
Mm.
Bye-bye. Okay, bye-bye. Oh, all right. I guess we are concluding this hour.
We are concluding. Actually, we have nobody else on hold.
This was great tonight.
We don't appear to have anybody else on Facebook waiting in the wings.
Saturday and Monday are for sure.
So we have...
Yes, she does.
...fulfilled our duties.
Yes. To your question.
Oh, way back in the other question. Okay.
Yeah. So,
like, what are you talking about?
Those of you on Facebook, this we'll give you a separate farewell.
Yeah. We got to do our,
This
you know.
Is Blog Talk. We're going to be back on. Oh, my God. You need a better sound.
Actually, I thought that sucked, but I kind of like it now. It's growing on me.
Anyway, we'll be back on the air on newsforthesoul.com, which is also on Blog Talk Radio. We'll be on Monday, 6 p.m.
Earlier, 1 hour earlier.
My nose has been itching so bad. You know what that means, right? I'm going to kiss a fool.
Are you going to go kiss a mirror?
No, I thought I was going to kiss
no,
you.
No, you should go, well, she's going to go make love to a mirror.
All right, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific, Monday. Be there or be square.
Be there or be square.
Yeah.
I remember that from, like, Happy Days.
Boy, that was a long time ago. All right. Monday as well.